everyone.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi. Oh. Call to order. Do we have a quorum?
We do have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any audience participation?
No.
All right, thank you. Let's get to the minutes. The June 12th minutes. I need a motion.
So moved. Mike Harris.
Second.
Jim Mature.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, let's start with the staff reports. Curtis, financial progress report.
All right, thank you. So if you look at attachment 3A, it's our financial progress report through July 31st, which is really just the first month of the new year for us, fiscal year 2019. You'll see we spent about 7% of the budget. We're in very good shape, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, we need a motion for that, right?
Yes.
Okay, is there a motion?
So moved, Rick Fisler.
There's
Tim Bowling, second.
Are there any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we're going to move to the technical progress report.
All right, thank you again. So as you recall, we did a gas tax resolution earlier this year. Once we passed that, we did send it to all of our Ohio legislators. We did receive our first response back on August 20th, which was from the office of Senator Sherrod Brown. That email is attached in the packet. Essentially, it says, it kind of says, hey, I supported the last FAST Act, which was approved 4 years ago, and in the future, he says he's open to any and all ideas for funding. So that sort of breaks it down. It was very non-committal to anything. Certainly didn't reference what we recommended, which I guess we didn't expect that. But I did want to provide that to the committee so you could just see that, somebody did read it. I don't know if it was the senator himself, but somebody did read it and provide us with a response. So that's the purpose of that. The other thing that I just wanted to touch on is that the AMATS annual meeting is October 5th, Friday at the Sheridan Suites in Cuyahoga Falls, as usual. That is a Friday. Our agenda will include Rick Granger from Drive Ohio to talk about connected vehicles, and then we're going to have a transit panel that we're going to talk to the directors of PARTA, Metro RTA, and SARTA to discuss some of the challenges that they face, as well as I think kind of the interesting, the paradigm between sort of the technology coming with vehicles and how that might impact transit, self-driving cars, things like that. We're going to kind of try to juxtapose those against each other. But we would love to have any and all of you, and you are all invited. We have already, I think, have over 115 or so registered, so we're looking forward to a great event. And Mayor Bouchard doesn't know it yet, but she'll be giving a 5-minute introduction speech.
No, no, no. How long did you speak? 30 seconds?
Maybe.
But to make that 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if anybody has any questions about that or what we received from the senator, I'd be happy to answer them.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Are we ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Stay polite. So we're at AMATS Federal Funds Report, Attachment 3C, and that would be Dave Kulay.
Okay, thank you. There's not a whole lot to talk about as far as funding is concerned. We're nearing the end of the first quarter of fiscal year 2019. To the best of my knowledge, I don't believe we've had any projects sell in this first quarter. There's a couple larger projects scheduled in the second quarter. Those two larger projects are Cleveland-Maslin Road in Norton and the citywide signal upgrade in Streetsboro. They're just tentatively scheduled in the second quarter. Once again, if there's anything we can do to help you with to keep your projects on schedule, please let us know. And in other funding news, we do have a little bit of a deficit in 2019 in STBD funding. It's a little early to determine how to handle that. Perhaps the companies that sometimes just kind of handle themselves on their own by projects slipping or bids coming in, projects selling for less than they're estimated for. So as we near the probably the third quarter, if we still need some extra money, we'll try to find a loan, work with ODOT. We'll do whatever we need to do to take care of that. And then in fiscal year 2021, we have a deficit of about $16 million at this time. What I'm planning to do is move some projects out, primarily resurfacing projects, and that will be done based on PCR data. You know, I don't want to move anything out that's really bad. And then as money permits, we'll try to move them back in. We'll be developing a new TIP this fall, and that TIP will have to be fiscally constrained. So we will be doing some moving around when we put that TIP together. And other than that, I don't have anything to present to you. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Anybody? I just want to say that I drive through Streetsboro quite a bit, because my family lives in Aurora, and they're doing a great job there in keeping traffic flowing through all of your projects, at least where I drive. So I just want to give you a kudos on that, Mayor, because I know you don't hear that often.
Don't drive during rush hour.
Okay, I won't. I'm there on Sundays. All right, thank you, Dave. All right, moving on. Carrie, old business or new business? All right. So we'll go to our first resolution, Resolution 2018-15, and that is Attachment 6A, Jeff Gardner.
Attachment 6A, Resolution 2018-15, presents project recommendations for the enhanced mobility of the elderly and disabled program. This program provides funding for the public transportation of the elderly and disabled, including transportation to and from jobs and employment support services. The staff received 6 applications for funding. Metro RTA and PARTA applied, along with 4 social service agencies, United Disability Services, Easter Seals, Hattie Larlum, and Family and Community Services all applied. All 6 agencies are eligible to apply. The 6 applicants requested $1.6 million in federal funds, with only slightly under $1.1 million available. Staff scored the applications according to the AMATS funding policy guidelines. You'll see the attached Table 1 in the memo in 6A. Following discussions with the project applicants, the staff is recommending that the policy committee approve $1,098,000 in federal funds through the Elderly and Disabled Program for all 6 agencies to purchase handicap accessible vehicles and support equipment to administer the program. Attached to this memo is Resolution 2018-15. This resolution approves the amendment to the FY 2019 year of the TIP as requested, and the staff is recommending approval. Are there any questions?
Any questions? All right, I'll look for a motion.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you, Jeff. And now we have Resolution 2018-16.
Attachment 6B in your packets is TIP amendment for Metro RTA. Resolution 2018-16 is a TIP amendment for fiscal year 2019 for Metro. They are requesting that the TIP amendment be amended to add a project for the purchase of 3 small replacement buses. Federal funds for this project come from Metro's share of Federal Transit Administration Bus and Bus Facilities Program funds. The federal amount is approximately $273,000. The project will be funded at 80% federal share. The total project cost is $341,000. Resolution 2018-16 is consistent with the AMATS Regional Transportation Plan. This financially constrained, air quality neutral, and meets requirements for public involvement and environmental justice. Staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2018-16. We would be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? All right, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second. Mike Harrison.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you, Jeff. And we'll move on to 2018-17, which is attachment 6C.
6C. The purpose of this resolution is to approve support for ODOT's performance targets, transit asset management planning, and CMAC program performance. Performance management is part of the overall transportation performance management program. The Federal Highway Administration is requiring state DOTs and agencies like AMATS to develop a strategic approach that uses system information to make investment and policy decisions in order to achieve national goals. AMATS has used performance data historically through a long period. It's involved in our funding policy guidelines, so this is not something new for AMATS. AMATS is required to establish performance targets as part of the regional transportation planning process. Two options are available for satisfying this requirement: commit to a quantifiable target for each measure within the metropolitan area, or approve of ODOT statewide targets and agree to plan a program project so that they can contribute toward the accomplishment of these goals. The use of performance measures will impact AMATS member applications for funding at the local, state, and federal level. The AMATS funding policy guidelines may be amended in the future in order to support these goals as additional federal program rules become made available. This is currently a well-established policy at AMATS to use quantifiable data in project selection. With Resolution 2018-17, the staff is requesting support for ODOT's statewide 1% annual reduction target for all five safety performance measures for calendar year 2019. The number of fatalities, fatality rate, number of serious injuries, the serious injury rate, and the number of non-motorized fatalities and injuries. Resolution 2018-17 approves support for ODOT statewide targets for national highway system pavement conditions, interstate bridge conditions, level of travel time reliability, and level of truck time reliability. In coordination with ODOT and NOAACA, this resolution also approves a Cleveland urbanized area target for peak hour excessive delay, non-single occupancy vehicle travel, and project level emission reduction. AMATS agrees to plan and program projects so that they contribute toward the accomplishment of ODOT's targets for each performance measure. AMATS also agrees to include performance-based decision-making as part of the project selection and funding process. AMATS will support the Federal Transit Administration's rolling stock and infrastructure useful life benchmarks and targets. This committee also approves the separate targets of each RTA for transit asset management, as discussed in the accompanying memorandum, as developed in coordination with Metro RTA and PARTA. Support for these goals includes performance-based decision-making as part of the project selection and funding process, in order to contribute toward the maintenance and state of good repair of the area's transit capital assets. The purpose of the attached AMATS area CMAC program performance plan is to assess the progress of the program of projects that use CMAC funds in achieving air quality and traffic congestion targets. Essentially, AMATS should be funding projects with CMAC funds that follow the intent of the program. And lastly, the staff is requesting that the policy committee approve that AMATS is part of the Cleveland Akron Lorain non-attainment area, support the intent of ODOT statewide targets for air quality improvements. The staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2018-17. This resolution approves AMATS support for ODOT's performance goals. Are there any questions?
All right. Hearing none, that was very thorough.
I know everybody was on the edge of their seat for that one.
All right, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Who was second?
Rick Vistler.
And Mayor Gonsi. Yeah.
Hey, Daryl, let's just give it up.
Yeah. Okay. nice try.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Look on your phone. No. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, Heather?
Yes.
We have nothing there, so it's all good. Resolution 2018-18?
Yes.
And that is attachment 60.
Yes. Okay, each year, ODOT requires AMATS to compare the work proposed in the previous year's work program to the work that was completed. Attachment 6D is a summary of the fiscal year 2018 year-end completion report. The planning work necessary was completed by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th of this year. All work elements remain within budget. Staff is requesting approval to submit the 2018 year-end completion report to ODOT. I will entertain any questions.
Are there any questions? Okay. Is there a motion to approve resolution 2018-18?
Motion to approve, Mr. Bauer.
Is there a second?
Second, Norm.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to resolution 2018-19, which is attachment 6E, and Phyllis will give that report.
Thank you. This resolution includes a summary of the proposed amendment to NOAACA's long-range transportation plan and 2018-21 TIP to include an ODOT-sponsored capacity project that will add an auxiliary lane along southbound Interstate 71 from the Ohio Turnpike entrance ramp to the State Route 82 westbound exit in Cleveland. The work will include converting the Interstate 71 southbound exit to the State Route 82 westbound to a two-lane exit. The project extends approximately 1.2 miles between the ramp terminals. And since AMAPS and NOAACA are within the Cleveland-Akron 8-county air quality non-attainment area, a transportation conformity analysis is required for the amendment of the regionally significant projects that add capacity to the region's transportation system. NOAACA has prepared a conformity analysis for its amendment that includes conformity tests for the 8-hour ozone standard and the fine particulate matter air quality standards that are shown in Exhibit 1. The analysis demonstrates that NOAACA's project will not interfere with the conformity status in the Cleveland-Akron non-attainment area. This resolution establishes AMAP's concurrence with NOAACA's air quality analysis to amend its Interstate 71 auxiliary lane project in Cuyahoga County. With that, the staff recommends approval of this resolution. Are there any questions?
Is that 77%? Is that good?
77%.
It says grand total AMAPS budget, 77% budget expended. Is that good, or should we be?
Oh, you're looking at the other memo. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, that's good. We can carry over and we burn through it during the next year. You're looking at 6D.
Yeah.
Are there any questions on this resolution? Okay. I'll ask for a motion on resolution 2018-19.
Second.
Make sure Terry knows who you are. Names would be good.
Okay.
All right. Are there any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Resolution 2018-20. Attachment 6F, Dave Poulet.
Okay, thank you. I was going to try to show you these projects, but the staff did all they could and just couldn't save it. So I'll just try to describe these the best I can. Amendment 12 to the TIP is an amendment that adds two new projects, combines two existing projects into one, and revises funding to one existing project. The two new projects we're adding is Cleveland-Maslin Road and Bridgewood Road in Coffey Township. This is over by Coffey High School, and this is a Summit County project. They're adding two turn lanes because the area gets very, very busy when school begins and when school lets out, and there's a lot of shortcutting through some of the adjacent neighborhoods, and this will help alleviate that. It's not a real big project. It's using $280,000 in CMAQ funds, and its construction is scheduled in 2020. The next new project we're adding is an ODOT project. This is I-76 between 277 and 224, and then Interstate 77 in the north. This is locally known as the Kenmore Lake. This project will make improvements to the shoulders and possibly construct pull-offs, improve the ramps on both ends. Engineering is scheduled in fiscal year 2019 using $1.8 million in federal funds and $203,000 in state funds. We're combining two projects into one in Norton. This is on Cleveland-Maslin Road. It's phase two and phase three. After the projects were designed, it was discovered that there's some stormwater work that is actually common to both projects that should be done at the same time. So we're going to combine phase two and phase three into one project. That is scheduled in fiscal year 19 using $4.9 million in STBG funds. And the last project is in Hudson. This is State Route 91, Darrell Road. This is between the Turnpike and Middleton Road. This project is adding $60,000 from funds already in the project to a right-of-way phase. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Are there any questions? Okay, hearing none. And I'll ask for a motion to approve resolution 2018-20.
So moved. Jim McClure.
Is there a second?
I'll second. Gonsi.
All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carried. Okay, so other business we're going to move to. The formation of a 2019 nominating committee. I've served as chair for a year. Except one meeting when I got really sick and couldn't reach anybody. And Mayor Brasta sat in for me. And I don't mind doing it for another year as we've done in the past. So that'll be up to if you want to have a nominating committee or not. We can stay where we are for the next year and then move on from there. It's up to you guys what you want to do. And then I'm gone.
You're doing fine, Bobby.
Then I'm out. Okay. All right. So if anybody has any questions, give Curtis a call on that.
Yeah.
And then I wanted
we'll just go ahead with if somebody would like to make that nomination at the next meeting or make it now.
Okay. I'd like to hear that.
Okay, that we will continue with the current slate.
I like the 2 year term.
Okay.
All right. Is all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you guys. And also I want to thank Curtis, Heather, and Daryl for attending, and a couple of you others that are in here, for attending our Connecting Community Grants first phase. We opened up a road in Richfield for economic development. It's part of our Kinross Lakes Parkway. And it's nice that an AMAS project that we worked on together before I was mayor is finally coming to fruition. So the Connecting Communities Grants do work, and I really want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. So that's all I have. Is there any other business? All right. Our next meeting is December 13th. It's going to be a snowstorm.
But we'll see everyone for Mayor Bashara's 15-minute speech.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right.
Second.
Is there a second? All right. We are out. Thank you. Motion to adjourn.